We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football, AHSTW, trying to get into the playoffs as they need a win this week against Central Decatur. Davis Patti, head coach for the Vikings, joins me now. And, Coach, I guess you need a win this week. And so this is your playoffs, pretty much, I would guess, you're thinking, starts this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're happy to have an opportunity to dance and earn our way in. You know, not, probably not the ideal setting, but to still have a chance, still be alive, and you know, gotta prove it, and hopefully gain some momentum this week and propel us into the first round would be great.
So, how did you feel about things? You know, coming off of last week, how healthy are you coming out of last week, and you know, what's just the attitude of the football team this week at practice?
Yeah, big question. I'll try to dissect it best I can, Chris. But I mean, we're relatively healthy. We were down a guy, obviously, last week, a starter, and you know, about a handful of plays in, we lost another two-way starter, so that was unfortunate. But you know, our younger guys came in and really battled in some of those positions, and I don't know that there's a worse opponent than ACGC to lose a couple of linemen from. So, you know, the fact that we really, I mean, hung in there and battled and, you know, played better football in the second half certainly was encouraging from our standpoint. So we were happy with some of our sophomore kids that got in there and got some more reps than they were probably anticipating. And I thought the rest of our crew stepped up too. So, you know, ACGC is really good. They're very, very physical, very disciplined. We couldn't get them to turn the ball over. We couldn't, you know, hardly slow them down much. But we felt like we matched them at times physically and, you know, also moved the ball against them. So there's definitely some positives to take away.
Well, the passing game just simply did not click. I mean, part of that is the defense got some pressure on Osbar. But, you know, if you had been able to connect on some of those passes, and maybe some of them were inches away from that happening, maybe you could have moved the football even more, and you know, maybe the outcome would have been a little bit different. What did you feel about the passing game, and what do you have to work with Dayton to continue to try and improve that?
Well, he's probably got to have a conversation with the back judge and see if we can get a little help on a couple of those. Chris, you were there. You saw a couple of those plays develop. No, we were certainly inches off. I think Colin Harder is one of the best receivers around, and you know, he had a long pass reception that ended up on the ground that 9 times out of 10, he's going to reel in. And that was going to be another touchdown play, or at least put us on the doorstep of the goal line if he got tripped up. But, no, we were awfully close. We thought we drew a definite pass interference on two different calls, and they waved one off somehow. And so, you know, those things are, you're looking at least a 15-yard play out of that instead of an 0-for-1 and, you know, looking like a statistical loss. So, you know, we're very, very close, and I'm being critical of the officiating on a couple of those calls, I realize. But Dayton did a good job. I mean, that's a very high-powered team and aggressive defense, and he didn't put the ball on the ground or throw an interception. So the fact that he kept the turnover ratio clean was really impressive. And, you know, when he was called upon to run the ball, he ran the ball effectively too. So we're proud of him.
So how do you just feel about just the attitude of the team? I mean, back-to-back losses here against two good teams at Mount Air and ACGC. Have you had to try to rebuild a little psyche here?
You know what? No. I mean, this team has matured a lot. We're playing with, I think, what do we end up with? 5 seniors playing the other night and 4 juniors, you know, and ACGC's rolling out. I think they had 14 or 15 seniors alone. And for our guys to hang in there and stick together and really keep fighting till the end was incredibly impressive. That said about all I needed to, or that proved about all I needed to see or know about our team. They battled to the end. They stuck together. There was no finger pointing or blaming. They've come to work this week, like, collectively ready to go and knowing what's at stake. So, really, really proud of these upperclassmen, the way they've led. And our young kids are coming along. I mean, we'd love to say we could grow another year in a month, but that doesn't happen. So we just got to win each day.
What can you say about a guy like Drew Lee, who, I mean, runs really hard on offense, but maybe is underrated a little bit on defense?
Yeah, Drew's a stud. I mean, he's a quiet leader. He's a leader by example for sure. I mean, when he speaks, kids will listen, because he doesn't talk a whole lot. But he's a lunch pail guy, somebody that you'll get behind, and somebody that everybody trusts on the team. Just an outstanding kid, and he was right there coaching up other kids, you know, that were coming into the game with not as much experience, and just wanted them to ask him questions, wanted to help guide them, and you know, he speaks softly and gently, but he'll hit you like a ton of bricks if he gets the opportunity on the field. So it's been a true pleasure and joy to coach Drew along with these other guys, but he's a special kid.
How do you feel just about your defense overall after a game like that and facing that unique style of offense?
I mean, they've been through the grinder. Mount Air, a really mad, upset Mount Air team. You know, we probably caught them at the worst time to play them, and it was probably our weakest time for ourselves to be on the field with some sickness and some kind of ineligibility type stuff that we were dealing with. So we got worked over a little bit at Mount Air, and then got to play ACGC, who's looking to clinch a district title. And I would say, you know, they've been against the ropes a little bit, so we need to bounce back. And they've really showed their toughness, though. I mean, they didn't quit, they didn't back down, but yeah, we need to rest, recuperate, and kind of get back to being an aggressive defense and setting the tone. And yeah, I mean, ACGC will, I think, leave most teams kind of licking their wounds a little bit. So hopefully that just makes us stronger here as we try to close out the season strong.
So you go from facing the Chargers to the Cardinals. It's like direct opposite. in terms of, like, you knew what was coming there in that question.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that like? Just now, you saw a complete run first team, and now you're facing a football team that looks like pass first and pass second and pass third.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's like going from playing a military school to going against the air raid offense. I mean, yeah, they can be any more night and day in terms of stylistic and what they want to do. And, yeah, it presents an incredibly unique challenge, but I think that's part of the fun of especially small school football. I mean, you'll have some of that in the larger classifications, but not as often. And, no, it certainly makes it, it makes it fun. It makes it exciting, and sometimes maybe nightmarish for defensive coordinators. But, no, I think we're looking forward to the challenge. I mean, yeah, we go from the top rushing attack to the top passing attack in, you know, a matter of seven short days. And, yeah, they will sling it around. They've got great seniors that are primed to probably play on their field for the last time and go out on senior night with a bang. So we fully expect them to empty out their playbook and give us everything they got. So it'll be an incredibly unique challenge for sure, Chris. That transition is pretty wild.
Going from the Army to the Air Force. There you go. what overall would you see from Central Decatur? I mean, how is their passing game look on film, and how your defense matches up against that?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, one, how do they look? They'll spread you out. They'll go four or five wide. Often they'll run some wildcat. They'll do some different things. Quarterback is leading the state in passing yardage. You know, he was their starter last year and has thrown a lot of footballs in his time at the varsity level. And he's got a couple senior targets that, shoot, they've got twice as much yardage individually as our top guy does. And we think our top guy's pretty good. So yeah, their production is phenomenal in the passing game, and they are not afraid to take shots. And yeah, certainly the Norman kid has great arm strength. They'll throw down the sideline deep. They'll throw deep outs across the field. Yeah, they've got a lot of plays in their arsenal, and they've added some wrinkles as the year's gone on too that have given them success. So yeah, they've got our attention. We're going to need to bring a great pass rush and not let them sit back in the pocket and dice us apart, or it'll be tough. It'll be tough to cover those guys down the field for a long time.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck this week against Central Decatur. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you having us on. Thank you, Chris.
Davis Patti, head coach for AHSTW football, with us here on KSOM.